The finance minister is defending his decision to change the Reserve Bank's remit to include house prices in its monetary policy considerations. That's despite the bank's governor, Adrian Orr, warning him last year that that was not a good idea. Finance Minister Grant Robertson told me earlier the government needs to pull every lever within its power to control escalating prices. I asked him if he wanted the Reserve Bank to increase interest rates.
Well, those decisions are independently made by the Reserve Bank, and it is important to note that in the announcement we have made, the overall objectives of the bank, price stability and achieving maximum sustainable employment, are still those objectives. Secondly, they still have independent decision-making when it comes to that. But it is the job of the government, through the remit, to be clear about what our expectations are of the bank. And so we do want them to consider what we can, at the moment, believe are unsustainable house prices when they're making those decisions. But ultimately, the specifics of them will still be theirs independently to make.
But it's created some confusion, hasn't it? Because you've got a day or so ago, the Reserve Bank saying it wants to keep the foot on the pedal. It wants inflation to come up further. It's worried. It wants more stimulus. It's keeping interest rates lower for longer. And at the same time, the next day you make this announcement and it pushes up long-term interest rates, which is reacting directly in opposition to what the Reserve Bank wants.
Well, obviously, the decision made yesterday or on Wednesday was made under the existing remit. And one of the things we wanted to do was separate out those announcements to be absolutely clear that there'll be the next remit where this particular formulation comes into play. It's quite clear that, you know, the bank and virtually everybody else around the world is still feeling our way on what the impact of COVID-19 will be. And obviously, inflation is, you know, set outside the midpoint target that the bank have. We still have unemployment up, you know, 4.9%, which is good, but still not where I think any of us would call maximum sustainable employment. So there's still work to be done there. It's always a balance. What we're saying is, let's make sure the consideration of house prices is explicit and that people can see how the bank has done that.
But why bother the Reserve Bank with this when it can deal with it in terms of financial stability? You say the last 3 months of last year, there was nothing stopping the government from acting. Why put all the pressure on the Reserve Bank? You could have acted in the last 3 months of last year to assist them, stamp duties, whatever, to cool off that demand.
We want to get our mix of policies right. You know, these are major decisions, and when you make decisions either on the supply or the demand side of housing, they have impact on one another as well as long-term impact. We're not suggesting for a moment that this is entirely the responsibility of the Reserve Bank. What we are saying is that all parts of the economic apparatus need to be working towards, you know, these goals. We've got our, and we've done a number of policy initiatives over the last term. We flagged that there'll be more to come this term. The Reserve Bank's one player. I think you saw from the reaction of Adrian Orr, he's understanding that. He's understanding that they have a role to play, but quite clearly, it's among a role many others have to play as well.
But if we knew that the situation at the end of last year was unique in response to a crisis, that the rationale for the lower interest rates and the stimulus from the Reserve Bank was to rescue the economy, and it worked, it kept unemployment low, why did the government not also act with that urgency to deal with the collateral damage in the housing market? You had a mandate there, didn't you, to do something more in an urgent way?
I think, you know, all of this conversation is happening with hindsight. What we know is that in the middle of last year, and in fact right up to just shortly before the election through the pre-election fiscal update, we were being advised that house prices were going to reduce significantly. The opposite occurred. The extent of that is now very clear. We said at the time we wanted to move on that, but we have to get that mix right. The kinds of decisions that we're taking will have a significant impact in the housing market. Those are announcements will be coming very soon. This announcement was made at this time to give the bank time to consider it for their next monetary policy statement cycle in April.
Yes, there has been some criticism of the timing of the announcement in the sense that because it was the day after the monetary policy statement, it meant that the Reserve Bank governor then was not able to be pressed on the issue at Select Committee and by journalists.
Well, for two reasons. The first is that we actually didn't want to cause the confusion of the fact that this was a monetary policy statement that came out this week that had not considered these matters. The Monetary Policy Committee acts on about a six-week cycle, and so we weren't in a position to be able to have that for this one. It will be for the next one, and so we announced it as soon as we possibly could to avoid that confusion.
debt-to-income ratios and interest-only loans. Where are you at with those ideas in terms of them getting the go-ahead?
So we've asked the Reserve Bank to come back with us to us with advice on that, in particular with how those two measures can be targeted towards investors. I'm on the record as having a concern about the impact that debt-to-income ratios could have on first home buyers, but I do think there's some work to be done to see if they could be applied more directly to investors. Similarly, with interest-only mortgages, again, you know, there is some anecdotal feedback that this has been particularly used by those in the speculator or investor market. So we've asked the bank to come back to us with feedback on both of those matters.
The announcements that you are due to make, can we expect some new thinking in these?
Oh, look, you know, we've been considering a wide range of options, both on the supply and the demand side. And yes, part of that is trying to look at things that we either haven't done before or things that can tweak current tools that we have.
Are stamp duties in the mix?
Very important. I beg your pardon?
Is a stamp duty in the mix?
It's not something I think you're likely to see. I mean, we have been considering a range of ideas. And again, you know, this will be an ongoing program, but we'll have more to say about that in the next couple of weeks. And we do have to bear in mind that every action has a consequence and a reaction. If you do things in the demand side or the supply side, you have to think about not only first home buyers, but renters as well. So there's a balance to be struck. We're taking the time to get it right.